Have you ever found yourself with a family emergency, something that needed your immediate attention and suddenly you had no choice but to completely rearrange your calendar? Or maybe you just wanted to enjoy a few weeks off, a real vacation, without worrying about your inbox or your clients. You love the idea of being able to take a week or two off throughout the year in your business, but the same problem exists. If you're not working, you're not getting paid. I know this is something that's incredibly common, especially for those of you who are heart-centered service providers. Maybe you're a coach or a trainer or a teacher, and you're running your business by offering one-on-one work with clients, by offering services. While that is an amazing first step that we highly recommend here, as you can tell from the whole series we've been doing, it can create a bottleneck in your business where if you're not working, you're not getting paid. So in today's episode, I want to break down a simple strategy that can start to free you from this dollar per hour trap that is holding you back from being able to take sick days or vacations and to help you start thinking more strategically about your business. Let's dive in. Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me every week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. Welcome back, friends, to the Path to Predictable Profit series. In this series, I'm sharing some of my best strategies to help you grow your business to a consistent 5K, 10K, or even 15K months or more without the overwhelm and burnout. If you are just turning in, you might have missed the previous episodes in this series, so I recommend listening to those first. The first series episode was how to start a business and get paying clients ASAP. And the second installment was what to focus on first with the ultimate business growth checklist. In this episode, we're focusing on the number one strategy to ensure that you're getting paid each and every month in your business, even when you need to take a break away from your business. This is the one small strategy that will help you to begin to get paid each and every month in your business. So first, story time. Not too long ago, I went to get a massage. Now, I'm the perfect ideal client for a massage therapist. I know the benefits of massage. I like to get massages on a regular basis. I invest in my self-care. I'm literally a dream client for any massage therapist who wants to build a client base with regular committed clients. But when I was finished with that massage, they made a major mistake that I see all the time in the one-on-one service world. All they offered me was an option to book the next session, also known as they were only focused on selling 1 hour of massage at a time. They didn't offer me any sort of massage therapy membership or a package that would really address the underlying needs that I have and help me to stay healthy and pain-free on a more consistent, regular basis. And this is a huge missing opportunity, especially for those of you who are in the transformational space, who are in the health and wellness space or the relationship space, because the honest truth is people don't get the benefits in a one-off session. It's the continuous, sustained commitment to the work that gets your clients where they want to go. The honest truth is, when you make this shift that I'm about to share with you, not only will it be beneficial to you as the entrepreneur because it will help you to get paid each and every month, but it is so much more beneficial to your clients because it helps them to see real results. You might be realizing that when your clients are only booking an hour here or an hour there, they don't get where they want to go. They don't hit their goals as easily. They don't see the results they're hoping for. But when you shift your approach to working through a signature offer or a signature process, it becomes a true win-win for you and your clients. Your clients will start to see those results faster because they have committed to working with you on a more regular basis. And you are able to stop selling your services hour by hour because you have an offer in place that helps you to get paid every single month. So let's dive into what I call the baseline revenue plan to help you get paid every single month in your business. The first thing I want you to think about when you're mapping out the strategy is the numbers. Yes, we are going to do a little bit of number crunching. By now, you know that I like to run my business by the data. I am not guessing at how we're going to get where we want to go. So first question for you, what is your take-home salary goal? How much do you actually want to make and pay yourself in your business? If you were to go off and get a job with somebody else, you would probably have a very clear salary goal in mind. This is what I'm willing to accept or what I'm aiming for with my salary. And that would include paid weekends and vacations and sick days. That would include what it costs for your healthcare. That would include everything that you're thinking of, the full benefits package. And a big mistake I see from a lot of entrepreneurs is they assume their salary goal is the same as their revenue goal. And this is not the case. If you are running a business, you have to crunch numbers based on total revenue, not just your take-home salary. So the good news is we can reverse engineer this. And I love this simple formula from the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. It's one of my favorites to recommend. He says for businesses generating under $250,000 a year, then it should break down like this. 50% of revenue goes to owner's pay, 30% to operations, 15% to tax, and 5% to profit. Once you have this formula, you can see that in order to achieve your salary goal, your revenue really needs to be roughly double your desired salary. Now, this is eye-opening for a lot of people. I understand that. But I find this breakdown so incredibly helpful because not only does it account for paying yourself a healthy salary, but it also accounts for the true cost of running a business. Even a very low overhead business, especially if you're not paying rent because you're working from home or you have no employees, even if you have a very, very lean business, it still has expenses. And when you don't have a budget to run and grow your business, it's incredibly easy to not be able to pay yourself enough. And that leads to the downward spiral where you just can't sustain off of this business. So we need to make sure we know that number.
Promote Yourself to CEO is sponsored by the CEO Collective, a 12-month implementation experience for women entrepreneurs ready for next level strategy and results without the nonstop hustle and burnout. If what I have been sharing in the Path to Predictable Profit series has been resonating and you're ready to implement these types of stress-free marketing and sales systems behind the scenes in your business, then head over to theceocollective.com/podcast to be the first to hear when we reopen the doors again to new members. The CEO Collective is the only way to work closely with me and my team in 2021. And when you join us in May 2021, you'll be just in time to participate live in the upcoming CEO retreat to help you create your 90-day action plan. So head over to join the waitlist at theceocollective.com/podcast.
Second question, how many sick and vacation days do you need to add in? So if you were to hire yourself, what kind of sick and vacation time would you be willing to give yourself as part of your salary package? And I think this is so important. You wouldn't take a job where there were no sick or vacation days, right? It's essential to consider this as we're creating your baseline revenue plan. Why? Because if we crunch the remaining numbers based on 52 weeks a year, working 52 weeks a year, then you are setting yourself up for no time off. Any time off of work would mean that you're not getting paid and you're going to struggle to hit your revenue goals. So we need to plan for you to experience paid time off. So we have to figure out your revenue generating weeks per year. If you decide to take 4 weeks paid time off, and there's 52 weeks in a year minus 4 weeks PTO, that means 48 revenue generating weeks. If you decide to double that to 8 weeks of paid time off, then 52 weeks a year minus 8 weeks PTO equals 40 revenue generating weeks. This is where we can start to move into part three here, designing the baseline revenue plan. Okay, I know that we're crunching a lot of numbers and I want you to stay there with me. If you need the visual of this, I recommend going to the show notes because it breaks it down. It might be easier if you're someone who needs just the visual of how the math all works. But it's so important It is so important to make sure that your goals line up with your reality. And here's where you could make some mistakes in creating that predictable profit plan. So let's say that your top line goal for top line revenue is $100,000 this year, which would offer you $50,000 in a take-home salary plus $30,000 to run your business operating expenses, $15,000 for taxes, and $5,000 set aside for profits. So it's easy to simply look at that like, okay, my goal is $100,000 in revenue this year. It costs $100 to work with me, so I just need to make 1,000 sales in order to achieve that 100K revenue goal. Does that make anyone else freak out just a little bit? The idea of making 1,000 sales in a year is so overwhelming. When I hear people who are attempting to build their business based on dollars for hours, so just selling 1 hour at a time, it makes me feel so stressed out for them because they're always hustling to fill that next available spot on their calendar. They're always going to be hustling to get that next client to pay for that next hour. It makes it so unpredictable. Every single month, if your goal is to make 1,000 sales a year, that means every single month you have to be selling nonstop to sell 80 service hours a month. You have to become a sales machine. You are constantly hustling to fill your calendar each and every week when your business is based on the selling an hour at a time, this true dollars for hours model. If a client cancels, you don't get paid. If your client goes on vacation, you don't get paid. If your client stops showing up consistently, you don't get paid. This model doesn't work for most entrepreneurs. It's not getting your client's results because a one-time session with you is not likely going to create a massive impact for them long-term. A one session with a personal trainer isn't going to get me in the best shape of my life. One session with a nutritionist isn't going to help me improve my eating habits long-term. One session with a relationship coach isn't going to dramatically improve my marriage. This is not in the best interest of your clients, and it's setting you up for nonstop hustle. So how can we redesign the way that you're approaching your business? Instead of thinking about how much it does cost to hire you for an hour, I want you to start thinking about how can you truly get the best results for your clients? What does that really look like? How much time will it take? What kind of commitment do they really need to make to themselves? When you shift from just being available for hire by the hour to now focusing 100% on the results that you deliver, you're making a huge step towards delivering real results for your clients and making a shift to more predictable profits in your business. This shift will not only serve your clients because they're going to see you more consistently and begin to get those results, but it helps you because now you're setting yourself up with a profit plan that gets you paid every single month. Okay, so let's break down the numbers. Let's look at some examples. Let's say your goal is that $100,000 annual revenue, six figures. Your signature offering is a $2,500 six-month coaching program. So in order to achieve that revenue goal, you have to have 40 clients. Now I'm going to say I love crunching the numbers because it is so much easier to book 40 clients over the course of a whole year than try to sell 1,000 spots on your calendar. Instead of hustling nonstop, you're just focused on making those 40 sales, and then you can spend the rest of your time and energy getting those 40 clients real results. Now you might be thinking $2,500 is a lot to charge. What does that even look like? Well, let's dive in. This is the program I created when I was just starting my business 12 years ago when I was leaving corporate consulting and I was starting my business as a coach and a business strategist for entrepreneurs. I would work with an entrepreneur for 6 months, every other week, a total of 12 total sessions. They could pay me $500 a month for those 6 months or pay in full for $2,500. And I only needed 20 clients at a time, so 40 for the entire year. So I could see 10 clients on the first and third weeks of the month, and then the other 10 clients on the second and fourth weeks of the month. It was about 2 days a week of seeing clients. It was a huge benefit to my clients because every other week they had that touch point with me to hold them accountable, to make sure they were taking the actions they needed to take in order to see their desired results in their business. And it was a huge plus for me because I had 20 people at a time paying me at least $500 a month, generating $10,000 a month in my business. And because I was able to manage my calendar effectively, like I said, it was seeing that client every other week. So week one, week three, or week two and week four, I had 2 days a week that were blocked off for calendar days for clients. It was easy to plan around vacation weeks. It was easy to plan around any time off I wanted to take. And I was still getting paid because my clients weren't paying me by the session. They were paying me for a full 6 month program. So ask yourself, do you have an offer for your clients to pay you at least $500 a month and work with you for 6 months? What kind of results could you get them if they were committed to working with you for that level of service? So let's look at this a little bit differently. Let's say that your service is actually worth a lot more than $2,500. Let's say it's double that. Well, to hit the same $100,000 annual revenue goal, and you have a $5,000 offer, signature offering, a service, then you only need to see 20 clients a year. That is amazing. I love that because this means you're able just to over-deliver, to really get people great results, and it's less time on your calendar. It would effectively cut the time in half, right, from the previous example. And some of you might be thinking, whoa, Rachel, there is no way I can charge $5,000 for anything. That is way too expensive. And I really want to push back with you on this because if you sit down and think about the value you are providing, you might have a $5,000 offer that you could easily create that becomes a baseline for your business. Maybe 6 months isn't long enough to get someone the results they're looking for. And 12 months is the more appropriate time frame to help them get real results. Maybe your clients need you on retainer to do that work for them on an ongoing basis. So you have 20 clients paying you $500 a month. Maybe you offer a high-end bespoke service. If you are a creative entrepreneur, maybe you're a wedding photographer or a website designer, or you need to start thinking about a higher price point, it will help you elevate your offering so that you really only need those 20 clients to achieve your revenue goal. When you have people paying you for several months on end, they have committed to you in the way that you've committed to them. You are setting your business and your clients up for long-term success. So I hope this gets you thinking about a few things. If you've been struggling to get paid more consistently, then instead of offering just an hour at a time for your experience, for your expertise, to just answer questions, I want you to think about what would it look like if you designed a program, a systematized offer, a productized service. How could that be a game changer for you? If you've been struggling to get your clients to commit to the work, then restructuring your offerings by being focused on results and accountability and support instead of how many sessions they're going to get, it's going to be such a game changer for them. If you know that there is a new stage of your business you want to grow, putting this in place first actually starts to build a recurring revenue runway for you. It builds that baseline to ensure that your needs are getting met, your clients' needs are getting met, and could easily free up the bandwidth you need in order to grow the next piece of your business. In fact, I had a dear client of mine who is a private yoga teacher. And when she was thinking about how she needed to shift her business because she had a vision for creating a program to help more yoga teachers become more skilled private yoga teachers, we looked at what she needed to do, and it was exactly this. She needed her private yoga clients to be that baseline revenue. We needed to shift how they were working with her, and it freed up the bandwidth she needed in order to create the course she wanted to create. So this episode has been part 3 in the series for The Path to a Predictably Profitable Business. If you're ready for more consistency, you're ready to know that your business can support you and your lifestyle with ease while also helping you do the work that you love, then make sure you have listened to all of the episodes in this series. If you love this series, you will love to learn more about the CEO Collective. The CEO Collective is my online mastermind experience to help you start and scale a predictably profitable business to get to those consistent 5, 10, or even 15K months. Enrollment opens soon, so make sure you head over to theceocollective.com to get on the waitlist and be the very first to hear about the next available spots in the collective. If you loved today's episode, please take a screenshot and share it with me on Instagram. Tag me at rachel.cook and let me know your biggest takeaway. For the full show notes, head over to rachelcook.com/show. It will include all of the examples we walked through. So if you're ready to crunch those numbers, it'll be right there for you. If you don't want to miss any future episodes, including the entire Path to a Predictably Profitable Business series, make sure you're subscribed via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Promote Yourself to CEO. We'll talk soon.